And welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for May 14th, 2012. In cryptid news, when we think of cryptozoology, most of us imagine Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, Chupacabra, Mothman, and, well, maybe even dinosaurs. The interesting thing here is that in the United States, between the Bigfoot reports, are strange reports of animal sightings that do not live in nature. Pennsylvania researcher and investigator Stan Gordon recently shared three such cases, which gave me goosebumps, since I have investigated a few similar cases in my time. These cases he is currently working on include a sighting of a shape-shifting animal that sat up like a kangaroo and stood between 6 and 7 feet tall. The creature had a long, sharp-looking claws, as well as long and thin legs like a large crane. The second case involved a flying creature described as a dragon. The creature was thought to be 22 feet long with an 18-foot wingspan. The eyes glowed orange and the creature made a deep sound similar to a foghorn as it flew away. The third case involves a man and woman seeing a deer-like creature in their backyard. The man noticed the face was more elongated than a deer, and the eyes were also much larger. As the man was about to go outside and investigate, the animal took one step and flew into the sky at a 45-degree angle at amazing speed. Aren't there logical solutions to these sightings? Well, more than likely, but these witnesses are convinced what they saw was real. And the interesting thing is that these types of sightings are usually not a one-time thing, and creatures similar to these may be seen by others in the near future. Justin Smija, the man who claims to have shot two Bigfoot, has appeared once again on a paranormal radio show. Within the show, he goes over once again what happened and corrects the story from what he says is the Sasquatch community commenting on things before reading the entire story. He makes many claims, but also contradicts himself during the story as well. Will we ever find truth to whether this man shot Bigfoot? Dr. Melba Ketchum, always at the center of DNA cases, is supposedly dealing with pieces of the animal taken weeks after they were shot, and some sort of announcement will be forthcoming. And in UFO news, a private pilot flying at an altitude of about 3,000 feet in an area south of Phoenix, Arizona, witnessed and photographed multiple UFOs. The pilot saw 5 or 6 objects moving toward Phoenix, but the pictures only showed metallic-looking objects that were reflecting sunlight. The report was submitted to MUFON, and no further information has been gathered about this sighting. And in other news, teleportation is the travel of objects from one location to another without actually having traveled the distance. Quantum entanglement has allowed researchers to teleport photons since 1997, but there have been severe limitations on the distance they could travel. In 2010, Chinese researchers announced they had teleported photons 16 kilometers, but have now smashed that record with a distance of 97 kilometers. The article mentions this will make satellite-based quantum communications possible, which will make encryption and speed much easier. But the technological opportunities are much wider for this technology, from cell phones to computers to potentially teleporting people, just like in Star Trek. The video of the week is the mystery pulsating winged being, purportedly filmed in Indonesia. In the video, a strange being of light enters the frame and then flies off, followed by a bunch of people suddenly appearing, armed with flashlights. The image stinks of Photoshop, and why would these people suddenly appear from nowhere and then run to where the being had stopped, paying no mind to where it had gone? I've created a new potential evidence scale, with 0 being absolutely real with verifiable sources, and 10 being obvious or admitted hoax. I would give this video an 8 on this scale. Until more facts are made about this video, we have to consider the possibility, but any new information about this one will make it a 10 in no time. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. And one that was just brought to my attention is the 2012 Unity Paracon in Waverly, Ohio. That one takes place June 30th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And next weekend is Creature Weekend 2012, May 18th to the 20th at Salt Fork State Park in Cambridge, Ohio. And in June, the Academy of Spirituality and Paranormal Studies Incorporated's annual 2012 conference, June 1st to the 3rd, in Kutztown, Pennsylvania. Also that weekend, Ghost Doc featuring Scared and Aaron Sangers in Brownsville, Pennsylvania. Paracon on the Lakeshore 2012 takes place June 9th in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. And at the end of June, the 2012 Haunted America Conference, June 22nd to the 23rd in Decatur, Illinois. The First Forensic Ghost Excavation Congress Convention, June 22nd through the 24th in Brunswick, Maryland, and I will be speaking at that event. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com or find us on Facebook. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com. On Facebook and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.